Underground Preacher, reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about total surrender. Did you know that free will was given to us from the very beginning? In the book of Genesis, when God created man, and he told him from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, because the day you eat of it, that day you shall die. Did you know that that's where he gave us free will? Because look at it. He says, look, you can eat everything you want, but if you eat of this fruit, you're going to die. Don't eat of it. He didn't force man. He just told him, here is the tree. Here is the option. You eat of this tree, the day you eat of it, you're going to die. But if you listen to me and you eat of everything else but this tree, you're going to live. Here is free will. Choose to either listen to me or go on and eat and die. You see how simple he made it? Free will right there. But even total surrender, it dates back to that book of Genesis. Because that fruit of knowledge of good and evil, that fruit came with consequences. Because you are body, soul, and spirit. So it came with three consequences on those three levels. So, we already talked about the emotional wound. That was the emotional consequence of eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And we know about the physical wound, the physical consequence of it, which is death, physical death. So today we're going to talk about the spiritual consequence of eating of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. And that spiritual consequence goes really deep too, because the only one who can claim to know good and evil is God. Because in order for you to know good and evil, you must first encounter good and evil. So from the moment you ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you took upon your hands to define good and evil for yourself. The Bible says, behold, man has become like us, knowing good and evil. Because now man was capable of defining his own good and his own evil to say what is good and evil for him. He wasn't relying on God's wisdom anymore to find out what is good or what is evil. And that was the spiritual cut. Because from the moment you take upon yourself to call what is good and what is evil, you are bound to define something, evil, good, and good, evil. Because it takes wisdom to properly define what is good and what is evil. A simple example, Mr. A comes and shoots Mr. B, and you've seen it. If you are being asked, you're going to say that Mr. A is wrong for shooting Mr. B, because Mr. B was just standing there, because that's what you've seen. Now, when you go behind the scene and you look up the story of Mr. A and look at the story of Mr. B, and you find out that Mr. B actually went and killed Mr. A's child, and Mr. A came and shot Mr. B as a result of that. Now, who's wrong and who's right? Who's evil and who's good? Because now everything changes, because Mr. B, he did something wrong. That's why Mr. A shot him. But Mr. A is wrong too, because he just shot somebody. In a sense, you cannot know good and evil without a proper encounter of evil and proper encounter of good. Because God is the only one who created both. He knows best. He is the one with enough wisdom to call it out, not us. So from the moment you ate of the fruit and you start defining your own good and your own evil, you told God, I'm out of your hands. I'm not abiding by your concept of good and evil. I'm going to decide of what is good and evil for myself. And that is why we are born with our roots of sin. That's why we are born with iniquity. Because you are born and you watch your parents run away from God's destiny for us. Your parents, all their lives, they define what is good and what is evil for their own. They're not relying on God. And you grow up doing the same thing. And that get passed on through the genes too. You were born with that. And that's dangerous because everything that will come and inflict pain on you, you'll be prone to call it evil. And something that makes you feel good, you'll be prone to call it good. Hence, you see the world telling you, oh, it's good to be out there and be gay. That's abomination. Because it's pleasure. And they're called anything that is pleasure is meant to do you good. How is something that is meant to do you good be harmful to you? All that is based on the fact that men ate that fruit and started defining their own concept of good and evil. Because they define that being gay is good. And the Bible telling them that it's abomination. Now they call the Bible evil. That's the problem. We don't have sufficient wisdom to define proper evil and proper good. That's why Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18, verses 2 to 3. Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus specifically told us, unless you become like a child. When you watch a child, his concept of good and evil is based on what his parents define as good and evil. The child is totally surrendered to his parents. That's the same principle that Jesus is calling us to apply. Go back to before Adam ate the fruit. Surrender totally to God. Surrender that concept of defining good and evil for yourself. Surrender to God and embrace God's concept, God's definition of good and evil. And once you do that, watch your life becoming peaceful. Like he said it, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This means that once you embrace his definition of good and evil, your life will become easy. The burden that you have in your life will become light. Because you're going to realize that you don't have to go out toiling so much, working so hard to get those things that you define as good for you. You're not going to be out there chasing wind. Because when you're out there chasing the wind, things that are unnecessary, you're putting extra burden on yourself. Who told you you needed that? You said you needed that. You said you wanted that. So you're working so hard to get that. You're working so hard to get $1 million. Who told you you needed that? You're working so hard to get a Corvette or a Rolls Royce. Who told you you needed that? You're working so hard. But when you come and you embrace God's definition, the basics, you're going to find out that it's not much after all. You don't need much to be happy. You don't need much to be joyful. All you need is a roof over your head, transportation, food to eat, clothes to wear. It doesn't have to be this brand. It doesn't have to be this type of car. Once you come back to that simplicity, look at a child, buy him a toy and he's happy. He's not going to tell you, go buy me the Rolls Royce type. It has to be defined this way and this kind and this. It has to be made by this brand. He doesn't care for brand. He look at the toy. He likes it. That's it. He's happy. We, as parents, we're the ones who come and tell him, oh, this brand is this and this. He doesn't care for that. So God is calling us to go back to that stage like a child. Let go of that defining your own good and own evil. Let go of that and embrace God's definition of it. Read your Bible. And as you read your Bible, you're going to see, you're going to learn first what is God's definition of good and evil. And you embrace God's definition because he's the one who got the wisdom for that. So we're working our way back into the way we were before the fall, which is simply childlike, total surrender. Amen. If you haven't heard the message on the emotional wound, you can go check it out. I would suggest that you go listen to that one too. It is called Healing the Wound. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.